Between Gen X, baby boomers, and the silent generation, why do we hear so much about people aged 18 to 30? USU political science professor Michael Lyons says President Trump has low approval ratings compared to past presidents, especially among millennials.
We've never had a president inaugurated with a lower approval rating than Donald Trump. Millennials are pretty unhappy.
Lyons says millennials aren't informed on some issues like health care, retirement, or NATO, because it doesn't directly apply to them at this age. He says they care more about social issues.
I don't know that millennials are necessarily in a good position to understand the ramifications of some of the things that Donald Trump is proposing. Millennials tend to think much more in terms of social issues. You know, they're not paying substantial taxes yet. They're not saving for retirement. Most of them aren't very concerned about health care. They just have a different set of issues is likely to provoke their concern than is likely to provoke the concern of people who are older.
That's an area President Trump struggles with among Democrats of all age groups. President Trump claims he will unite America despite political party division.
When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
His colleague, Michael Peterson, agrees with Lyons that a divided country is inevitable under a Trump presidency.
He will not have strong support among most millennials, and that'll be the case during his entire presidency, I think.
He's making the division much deeper. He's digging himself into a very deep hole. Honestly, I think he's incapable of it. I think his ego needs are so overwhelming that he's going to flame out. It's just a matter of time.
Although Lyons is doubtful President Trump can unite the people, he says he has been unsuccessful in predictions so far. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Bronson Tykert.